Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you a K-pop fanatic? Look no further. The K-pop Shop has the hottest merchandise for all your favorite artists.
From BTS to Blackpink, they've got it all.
Get your hands on exclusive t-shirts, hoodies, albums, and much more.
Don't miss out on those limited edition items that are sure going to sell out fast.
Come on down to 211 North Hillside Street in Wichita, Kansas, and show off your K-pop pride at the store.
Trust us, you won't be disappointed.
Yes, this is the jam.
It is.
It's called Get Down. And right now, we're about to get down on another episode of Here's to You, the podcast. Welcome back, everybody.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. Fireworks. Sent to my left over here, we got our OG ABG, Emily P.
What it do, guys?
Got our famous rancher, Fannister McAllister.
What it do, baby?
And they're both alcoholics.
That was so rude.
Anyways, say it with some respect, man.
It's her birthday.
Say it with your chest.
Oh, yes.
Say it with your chest.
Actually, who you just heard on the microphone just now, our very special guest, Will Kinetic Wolgamuth.
Howdy.
Welcome to the show. And just like you said, tomorrow is our ABG's birthday.
Birthday set.
Is that what you're going to be doing?
No.
That's what she would have blown out on the candle on her cake as a wish.
Oh, as the wish?
Mm-hmm. I forgot the candle, though.
Okay. Oh, shit.
It's okay. I don't need a lot of wishes. My wish came true because I'm all with you guys.
Aw, gay.
Hey, welcome to the show. Well, yes. How are you doing today?
Doing all right.
Pew, 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 pew.
Woke up from a nap. Feeling good.
Was it a fire nap?
It was. It was a little short. Man. I take really long naps.
To be honest, them short naps are pretty good.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah, it's good for productivity. Yeah, I'm a little crazy with the naps.
The most optimal naps are between like 15 minutes to about 45.
Yeah, a lot of times according they turn into to like science. 3 hours for me.
According to science.
According to science. According to Bill Nye,
my nap.
The science guy.
My naps are like an hour.
Yeah. It's I gotta start setting a timer.
Yeah. Last time.
Turning to sleep.
Last time I got to squeeze in a nap, but it ended up being like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I woke up and I was like, oh, shit, I gotta go get ready for this date. Gotta go.
Don't you hate when you take a nap and you wake up, you're like, oh, fuck, is it?
Where am I?
You know, when it's super dark, you're like, is it fucking like 3 a.m. right now? Or what time is it? It's like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, and that's when you know you needed it, though, and mm-hmm. The body does not lie.
Yes. Yep. Well, Will, thank you for coming in with us. Coming here with us. Well, let's talk about more about you because this is just about you. Even though it's my birthday tomorrow, but we're going to talk about you today, okay? We talk about that too. Yes. So give us a little quick background about yourself.
Well, I guess I do a lot of electronic shows in Wichita. Mm-hmm. I've been doing them since, it feels like the dawn of time. Dusty was there.
Mm-hmm. No surprise.
We were out there rubbing sticks together, making electronic
that
beats.
That sounds disgusting.
So you guys are like, you know, sending smoke signals and everything?
It was kind of disgusting, some of the places we had to do it.
Oh, man, it was. Yes.
We crawled our way out.
Carpeted floors.
Dawn of electronic music crawled our way out of those caves. And
if you're from Wichita and I say the parrot, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The parrot?
The parrot, yeah.
Or parrot phonelia is what the full name of it is.
Oh, the downstairs?
Yeah, it's kind of like
the
a
dress shop?
Yeah. Yeah, downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those floors are pretty gross.
They don't even have that building vacant anymore, right?
No. Like, you can't rent the basement no more?
I don't think you can.
No way. I mean, a lot of
Yeah, they had some crazy shit in there.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, I wouldn't doubt it.
Not surprised they shut that shit down.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all are legends.
So, well, how long have you been doing graves for, if you could put a time stamp to
it? Let's see. I think I started going to shows here, or shows in general, in like 2008. Mm-hmm. I started going to like Denver for some bigger shows.
How old were you in 2008?
I was 19. Young lad. Mm-hmm.
Young little lamb.
Yep. Little Willie.
Little Willie.
Little Willie.
So your first shows were out in Colorado?
Yeah, I went to like some big raves out there, like I remember like Caffeine, maybe Skylab.
Was Decadence?
Those old ones.
Was Decadence?
This was before Decadence.
Really?
This was before Global Whoa. Dance. This was back with Triad Dragons.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like
because I've been to Caffeine. I've been to Skylab as well.
Yeah.
They don't even do those shows no more.
Nope.
Sad. Dang.
Yeah.
Y'all old. Wild.
We went to Electric Daisy Carnival in Colorado.
Oh, that was another one I went to out there, yeah.
You were at that EDC?
I don't know what year it was, but it was that one of them.
They only did it the one year.
And it was that one.
It was the year before they started doing them in Vegas.
Isn't it like just...
It was like just
09. East of Denver, kind of?
It was Arapaho.
Yeah, yep.
Arapaho
Fairgrounds.
Arapaho.
I was at that one.
That lineup was sick.
So I can't remember it, but I'm sure it was.
Yeah, me and Marco was at that one. That was the first big show I took him to. He's nice. Like, oh, shit, it's like this now?
I was
like,
yeah, really? Dude.
That's why we got to play these records. We were in the drum and bass pod all night.
So nice.
Yeah, I remember that room. It was pretty wild in there. And then...
I just love how y'all reminiscing.
It's so cute.
Yeah. It's so cute. Do you want to hold his hand?
Do you guys want to rub sticks together?
Hey, you know, there's only...
y'all said. That's how you guys come together.
There's only so many people that, like,
that
people
you rub
our
sticks
age can
with?
go back that far with.
Yeah, that you rub sticks
with.
Yeah, rub sticks with and make people dance to it.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's the way it goes. It's the way it works.
I mean,
that's what she said.
I went to my first rave, and I don't remember what's it called, but I remember. That's why I call myself ABG, because I can't remember. I think it was like in Colorado as well.
How old were you?
I was like fucking 15.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I got in.
I was 14. I was here in Wichita at the Armory. Place Carbon's first rave he went to here was at the Armory. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, it was all like, they had like no lights. So it was completely dark in there. And I was like, yeah, this is it. About to break dance against somebody. But we can't see because it's too dark.
Trying to find somebody to rub your sticks with.
Y'all were doing your little glow sticks and everything like that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Glow sticks, yep.
So before 19, you said that was your first rave?
Yeah, I think started out going out to Colorado. Also went out to Beta there. That's also not existing
anymore.
Oh,
my God, Beta. I remember Beta.
That club.
Beta, yes, I remember it because it used to be a church, right? It's like a church. No, there's a
church,
that's
too.
That's the church.
Church is still out there.
Church is still out there, yes.
Beta was nuts, though.
Yeah,
that sound system was awesome. Yeah, I got to see Andy C the one time I went there.
Oh, fuck. I think I saw Infected Mushroom out there.
Oh.
That was my big act I was into. So
they're good.
That might have been my first show, actually, out there, before I went to any of the bigger ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
so. Sidebar, Infected Mushroom, our dear friend of the podcast, Don, I took him into the stage that was where Infected Mushroom was playing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Dawn, you can get on my shoulders. Like a girl. Because, you know, it's only girls that's on dudes' shoulders, that's right, cute. In the crowd.
There's Dumpu.
Yeah. I put all there and all these people. Blew up like a daisy. All these people were staring at us like we were fucking assholes. And I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's a tall ass motherfucker.
Yeah, why'd you put... Like, I feel like it should have been the other way around because he's taller than you.
He is a little taller than me. Yeah, I don't know. We were just in the moment. It was Infected Mushroom. Man. Yeah. Get down. They like play their like a live band.
That's cool.
Yeah, like guitar and stuff.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember all the artists, the artists I've seen. But like, I think like my very, very first one I could really remember is Bear Grylls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And nice. Then I saw Borgore.
Yeah.
And then I saw Marshmello when he was Marshmello. No one knew who he was. But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Yes. But anyways, so did you grow up in Wichita?
Yep. Yeah, well, let's rewind it back a little bit further.
Pretty much just north of Wichita. Valley Center.
Okay. Valley Center. That's a far drive.
It's like
a 35-minute drive.
It's just like just north of Mays.
Yeah. But I mean, I know Valley Center because my brother played soccer out there, and it's just in the middle of nowhere. Nothing.
Bro, you grew up in Dodge. How do you say that about Valley Center?
No. In Valley Center, Dodge really doesn't really have anything over there.
Exactly. It's just a bunch of fields. It's like, what you mean?
Yeah. Got like a Spangles and... we don't have Spangles. We have like a Sonic.
Sonic was the
two
shit.
Gas stations.
Yeah, that's it.
We just want to know a little bit more about like, did you have any siblings growing up? Kind of set the foundation for us. What gets you into music? Like that sort of thing.
I have a younger sister. I was always kind of into music in high school, mainly like metal. Like Korn, Slipknot, all that stuff that was popular back then.
What was music like growing up in the house? Like what your parents listened to and stuff? Did they listen to stuff?
I don't really remember. You I think probably stuff? Just like classic rock stuff.
Mm-hmm. I feel like all millennial parents, they listen to rock. My dad's a big rock person too as well.
Can't relate.
Yeah. My dad liked Carlos Santana. My mom listened to Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah. My mom loves Bon Jovi.
She listened to Santana and Pink.
My dad Pink. Is.
She really liked Pink. And Gwen Stefani.
I mean, but like, who
doesn't love Gwen Stefani?
Both of them.
My mom had a Gwen Stefani cassette tape.
Nice. Cassette tape. Damn. Yeah.
My dad loved AC/DC, and his favorite band forever to this day is Journey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
I hate that song.
Why?
I just, I don't know, man. It triggers me, like, if I'm out and about somewhere, violence. where that kind of crowd that loves that song is at, and then the DJ throws it on and everybody starts singing it, and I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Well, because someday love will find you.
He feels like it's
gotta
like,
go.
He's like, I'm going to get shot here, so he has to leave.
People taking a midnight train going anywhere, man. You gotta watch out for those kind of people.
That's true. That's true.
Man. Seen that movie, Midnight Meat Train?
What are they running for?
So you grew up listening to rock, heavy like metal. Metal. Like the Screamos?
I listen to like some of the like mainstream kind of stuff, like Korn, Slipknot, System of a Down. I didn't really get super deep into that stuff, or like the emo stuff or any of that. It's probably like some of the surface level stuff that was real popular, but
So at what point do you start transitioning into more of electronic music?
I don't know. I think I kind of liked a lot of the popular stuff back then, like I'm a pretty rave girl and stuff like that.
Better Off Alone.
Stuff man. Like that. Like old.
That's like giving me ATB back memories.
And, just stuff that was like really that was popular, old rave stuff. And then I got into Infected Mushroom, and that's when I was like, I got to go to a show. There's nothing really that I knew of at the time locally, so.
So, like, who introduced you to shows? Like, at what point is it that, like, you start wanting to get more curious about stuff like that?
It was, I don't know if anybody really introduced me. It was probably just, like, some high school friends. We were into it, and, yeah, it's just taking that trip out to Denver, and it was pretty much over after that.
Since you, like, back in Wichita. Since you like, you know, electronic music, did you ever listen to like trance music too as well?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was my
I mean, ATBs.
Yep.
Yeah. Trancy.
Yeah.
That was like after I started DJing, that was pretty much all I DJed for like the first year or so or two.
Man.
I feel like 2009. That's all. I mean,
I feel old as hell.
I mean, that was like the most. It was like popular, the most
popular shit, yeah.
Electronic music at the time. Mm-hmm. Plus, like, we're at the age where, like, the internet was just getting into everybody's houses, and then, like, Napster comes along, and it's like, oh, we can get all this free music, and then we start discovering all this new music,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Start diving more into this new electronic music that we're just figured out.
Yep.
So... Classic.
Classic shit. OG shit.
So you started listening to electronic music and then eventually move into creating your own music and become a DJ or like...
Yeah, I never got into production, like, but yeah, I think around 2009 I got some used decks on eBay and CDJs and learned how to start DJing. Back when you had to burn CDs.
I miss those days.
I mean, at that time, I was lugging around my records. So yeah. It was like one or the other.
I'm glad I skipped all that.
If you had money, you could get the CD players. Well, yeah. I mean, the turntable players were the... Yeah, those are expensive too, so yeah. Records. But I don't know.
So you use CDs?
Yeah, I used CDJs back when they actually used CDs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people might still use CDs and CDJs, but they're weird.
So what was your DJ name when you were...
Kinetic.
Duh.
That was the first name you came up with? First name.
That's it.
How'd you come up with it?
How did you come up with it?
I'm a fucking nerd. That's how.
Because you connect it?
I was like, oh, man, I want my music to be like hype people up and
so connect.
Well, it's like kinetic energy.
Kinetic energy.
That's what it's called.
I'm a big nerd at heart. Like I listen to all sorts of space documentaries and stuff like that. So it's like kinetic sound. Let's just do kinetic. Yeah, something like that.
Hey, and that's where it came from?
That's where it came from.
It's a good name, man.
I mean, it's not a bad name.
That's actually a pretty good name.
At least you had a concept behind it, you know?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Dusty over here is like a painkiller.
Hey, you know, I was 12.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, two Aleves beats right, eight everyone. Tylenol, because I was like, my beats will cure your headache type of vibe. And my first name was Tylenol, and I saw the commercial. It said, two Aleves beats eight Tylenol. I was like, yo. That's a lot of talent on that.
I don't know what's dorkier, kinetic sound or that.
So I went with the leave, and it stuck. It stuck. I never changed it.
I just love how you guys just come up with these names. You're like, I'm going to name myself DJ Talenol. I'm going to name myself DJ Aleve.
DJ Wind Power.
DJ
Geothermal Energy.
DJ, listen to my shit right now. Did you always know that you wanted to... Okay, so, I'm sorry. Whatever.
Yeah.
DJ, everything, blah, blah. Okay. So, you know how, like, you wanted to be into the music, entertainment industry and everything like that. What made you want to open a business with your company?
I don't think I really thought about it that deeply.
I mean, it kind of starts off from, like, just starting to throw parties.
I just started doing it. Like, just started helping other people throw shows and just so I could DJ. And then it just...
So you're just basically just hosting parties. That's basically it. Just for your name and everything.
Yeah, I started DJing mostly and helping other people with shows. I bought some equipment, some sound equipment, and bring all that out, and Pretty much.
I feel like we jumped pretty high there. So, like, you were DJ and then went to producing and doing shows? Or, like, what's kind of this timeline all this starts happening?
I bought some DJ equipment and then bought some speakers shortly after that because, I mean, if you wanted to do any type of show in Wichita back then, you pretty much had to buy your own speakers.
And supply yourself.
Everything. And then find some hole in the wall that would let you host a party.
Like paraphernalia?
Like that. That was, I mean, that was even before paraphernalia. I mean, paraphernalia was a fancy place at that point.
The place where you can go rub sticks.
Yeah, yeah, the stick rubbing dungeon. Yep.
So did you never do like any like house parties or anything first?
Yeah, there's probably some house parties. But yeah.
Like on the way to finding venues.
It's just whatever spot we could find really. Yeah, there were various house parties and whatever spot we could find really. But yeah, that stuff doesn't really go that well in the long run. Like once you get enough people,
yeah,
gotta upgrade. So
that is true.
So you figured that out pretty quick, and then jumped into wanting to find venues to host shows at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Just me and a few other people. We'd find like, I think what was the first one? First ones we were probably at. I think it was like Parrot was definitely one of them. Eagles Lodge was another one of the first ones.
Yeah, I kind of remember some of the later Eagles Lodge ones. Mm-hmm. Like because I was going to other shows, and then like I saw you guys kind of starting to like pop up and throw shows.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So and you guys do a lot of pop ups.
I think before I actually went to one of your shows, they had that big one where like everybody, like all the different crews and stuff, at that trampoline place.
Oh yeah, that was. Yeah, I think that was. You're jumping ahead a little bit, bro.
Yeah, Dusty, stay on story.
I know you guys had your nocturnal room.
I think we were doing stuff at Eagles Lodge for a while there, and paraphernalia, and then. I think before that we upgraded to Spectrum.
Okay, time,
which was
I did go to Spectrum once.
It was like a wedding venue that we'd rent out, and we'd bring in like staging and all the we would do a lot of spandex decorations at the time, and bring in all the lighting and bring in all the sound, bring in everything.
That was the first place I saw my DJ name in laser.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You're like, hey, look at the wall. It says your name. I was like, oh, shit. Nice. It does. In laser.
Devin hooking it up. Yeah. It was old. It was the place right next to Supercar Guys over on West Street, which is now part of Supercar Guys. We don't need to get into Supercar Guys, though.
I do think about that every time I drive by that location. I'm like, yeah, I raved in there.
Yeah. Yeah, so do I. Yeah, we got pretty rowdy in there.
But at that point, I remember you were starting to like book out of town artists. Yeah,
some bigger guys from Denver
to come play.
Like Dirt Monkey, yeah, it was the first time I think we brought him out there. That back when he was, you know, just a local DJ out there. Now he's big DJ man, you know.
Tell us how you kind of got into that, like what put you in that mindset, like, all right, I got to start bringing in some bigger talent, out-of-state talent.
Yeah, we just kind of started getting a crowd, and I've kind of always wanted to, like, push things forward, like, keep pushing things forward, keep investing in new sound and bigger venues and bigger acts just to keep growing it. And yeah, I think the first few DJs we brought out were like probably some Kansas City guys, and Then we started booking some people from Denver, like Dirt Monkey and Ishii. I can't remember her name. But yeah, anyways, just kept pushing it forward. And those went pretty well. And I think we had some other various venues after that.
So, you know, you're talking about bringing other people. Mm-hmm. You wanted to bring people. Like, you go to, like, say, like you go to other raves, like, in California or, like, in Denver or anything mm-hmm. like that. So, you know how those are, like, those point things over mm-hmm. there. What made you want to bring it to Wichita? Like, how do you bring these bands and how these artists? How do you get in contact with them? Do you have, like...
You just look at their social medias, try to find any contact info. Mm-hmm. Usually they'll list, like, a agent or manager.
Uh-huh.
And you just shoot them an email and try to sell it to them.
Dang. Yeah. So how do you sell it? Like, for being a CEO for your yeah. company and everything, like, how do you do it?
Well, it's a lot easier now, but you pretty much just tell them what kind of what acts that you brought into mm-hmm. town, tell them what room you're working with, tell them the capacity of your room, and then if you have their information, like as far as reporting information on the type of numbers they do, then you shoot them like a minimum amount that you could offer. And then from there, you go back and forth and negotiate on the price. And then from there, you negotiate, like, a date
mm-hmm.
that works. And, yeah, then you get contracts and
Man.
Get the flyers done and announce and do all that.
That's a lot of work.
It's a whole thing.
That's a lot of work.
Well, yeah. I mean, and artists don't want to go anywhere that where there's going to be, like, 20 people.
Yeah, because right,
they're
yeah.
used to seeing... 300 or 400 in front of them or whatever.
That is yeah. true. Because, you know, Wichita, they don't really know. We don't bring a lot of artists here in right. Wichita because we're in the middle of nowhere, yeah. literally. But, you know, great for you for doing that here mm-hmm. in this for the Thanks. Community, for people who loves music, who loves mm-hmm. raves, who loves just basically just because I've been to a rave and I feel like it's just so peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, even you don't even have to be on. You have to be drunk. You don't have to be on drugs. You can right. just feel the music if you love yeah. it. Yeah.
It's a whole vibe.
It's a whole vibe. Yeah. It's like a whole new world out there. Right.
So what's your vision for raves in Wichita then?
Yeah.
Like you're starting to bring it or you've been bringing mm-hmm. big groups for a while now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your kind of vision?
Vision's pretty much been the same like the whole time. It's just keep pushing forward and book bigger and bigger acts and seeing what we can do. It's definitely a slow grind. but, you know, we've come a long ways, that's for sure. So now I'm just trying to kind of aim a little bit higher on those like festival names, try to get to the top of the flyer, you know. It's very expensive, though.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
So it's kind of, you always got to debate, like, whether Wichita can support it, because, mm-hmm. you know.
Because we're very, it's like, even though Wichita is the biggest city in Kansas,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, not a lot of people know what raves are. Or like,
right.
But there's people out there, like, who are, like, literally in their 70s or, like, mm-hmm. sometimes 60s that will come to these raves because they love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's,
yeah.
It's awesome seeing them out there. They're just having a blast.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, it just kind of, a lot of times you kind of just have to wait for a new wave of people to come in.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how it goes. Like, you get a whole new wave of people coming in, and then you'll have people that have life stuff happen, or maybe they think they're too old to go to raves.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to people who think that?
You know, just don't go as much.
Just fucking
go. If you got life stuff going on, just deal with your life stuff. But I mean, you don't have to stop having fun, like mm-hmm. going out. Yeah, I definitely understand. Got to take care of your responsibilities. You can't be awoke all the time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. that is something I kind of wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Being that you've been doing it for way longer than 10 years now.
Yeah, like 13 or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, you've definitely had to probably see like different waves of people coming through, and people that used to go all the time don't go anymore.
Yeah, lots of that. So, I mean, anytime a new crowd comes in, it's definitely good because it grows the whole scene. You can get those older, those people that don't go out anymore to come out. Like if you book like a, I guess what they call like a heritage act. It's like somebody, an act that's like been around since the beginning. That's like Borgor. That's the reason we booked Borgor for the last Dawn of the Dub.
I love Borgor.
it was awesome meeting him.
Forbes is one of my favorite songs.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
I met him in my, I went with the runner out to the hotel to meet him.
I want him to sign my ass. I really do.
Man, should have went to the party.
He's pretty chill now. Yeah, I think he probably still signs plenty of boobs and ass, but
still want to.
Yeah.
I saw him at Midlands in Kansas City over there. Oh, it was so good. And we saw him at Mosaic, and we tried and tried to get into his side. But, I mean, it was fun. It was fun.
It was funny. I rode with the runner to go pick him up, and I was in my Halloween costume, like purple Teletubby. What does he go by? I can't remember. Tinky Winky. My Tinky Winky costume, and I had my black metal corpse paint on. He gets in the vehicle and he's just like, "What the hell?"
He's like, "What the fuck am I at?"
Picture somewhere. All these silly pictures.
Those Teletubbies.
There we go. There we go. Right. Behind your yep. Yeah. There we go.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Is that the cotillion?
Yeah, that was.
Oh my! And you did this right here.
I did that. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's those are crazy. Fake guns.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, the next picture is one with the Borgor. The other way. It's hacky. There we go.
I love Borgor. He's
pretty cool.
He's a good one. I like it.
It was his birthday, actually. Like the day before this. Uh-huh. He turned 35.
How'd you bring him here? How'd you bring him to Wichita?
Yeah, just hit up his agent.
Oh, his agent?
Told him I could give him money.
Money talks. Oh, yeah. Money talks.
I mean by this point, because this was just in October, so
I bet it was pretty. It's pretty expensive, but it was not that expensive now.
Definitely.
Yeah. He's not. He's falling off a little bit, but I mean, he's like one of those heritage acts. That, as far as for EDM, he's been around forever.
Yep.
Those old heads are gonna know him. So.
Yeah, he's still and expensive. You know, I mean, your list of like, hey, I've brung this name's pretty long now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, shit, they went there. Yeah, I'll go there. Yeah,
that makes it a lot easier when you're booking these acts, too. Like, we list off like Excision, Flux Pavilion,
love
Borgor. I can't even remember a lot of them now.
I did my first headbang with Excision.
Oh, yeah?
I was on that fucking railing that shit.
That's cute. That's cute. I did my first headbang with Excision.
I did.
Is that why you're slow now?
Yes.
I'm She's like, been slow.
I need like a fucking brace neck every time I leave that bar.
Yeah. I would swear, some of these kids are going to get themselves, what do they call it, the football players to get CET or whatever.
Oh, yeah, CTE.
What is that?
Yeah. It's
like a concussive thingy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Be careful with the headbanging.
So what's the most? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. So I was. It wasn't that bad though.
Repeated head injuries or blows to the head.
Yeah. What's it called? You know, you just starting your company and everything. Mm-hmm. What's the most difficult part on your doing your business?
Just stand on top of everything. So if you're trying to like get if you're trying to stay on schedule as far as announcements and your on sale dates and closing dates, stuff like that, you really have to stay on top of it. Otherwise shows suffer, and then you're not going to be getting bigger acts if you're not pulling people out.
Yeah.
So
you know, also you're doing since you're doing raves as well, are you wanting to bring You want to branch out to different genres?
Yep. Yep. Just started doing that. Like I said, I've always been into metal growing up, so that's the first thing I really want to try to do. I already started a promo group for rock and metal. We're promoting a show on Friday, or a couple shows this weekend at the Cotillion. Friday is Under Oath with Periphery and Loathe. And then Saturday we got this Pink Floyd laser show. So, just kind of trying to grow that, find some good people.
You should bring Paramore.
Paramore?
I will be there. I will be there.
That'd be pretty pricey. I actually was looking at bringing...
if we do a GoFundMe page, we could do it.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure people would pay for that, yeah. I was looking into bringing Lauren Ashore, actually. They're blowing up right now for deathcore. But yeah, it's just kind of figuring out. They were too big for Wave Inside, so we had to... And too small for the Cotillion, so we're kind of just waiting until their profile gets big enough that they could fill the Cotillion at least a good amount. So,
and how are you choosing your next artist and which genres to branch out to?
Picking the artist is kind of just like paying attention to trends, and paying attention to artists and how they're growing. And then also just listening to your local people and seeing what they want to hear. A lot of it's timing. And then as far as branching out to other stuff, I'm probably not going to book any rock and metal stuff for a while, just promote other shows. I was thinking about starting a hip-hop group too.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of just wanted to make my brand like any promo group for anything that appeals to young people, because there's a lot of crossover in any genre, I'll probably
next time think about R&B. I love being R&B.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
I'll have to look into it. I don't really.
You gotta bring back like Bobby V. You gotta bring back like Jay Holiday. Maybe you gotta bring out some Cisco.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, before we get more into who else we want to bring for R&B night, we're gonna take a quick break, get these drinks made, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for the coffee, Emily. I really needed it.
No problem. We gotta hurry because we're always late.
Oh no, the light's turning red.
No!
Oh man, there's coffee everywhere. Where are the napkins?
Don't worry about it. We can just go ahead and I'll schedule with 2U Auto. They'll come to where we're at and then they'll clean it while we're at the wedding.
Okay, you drive, I'll schedule with 2U Auto. What's the website?
Go to 2uauto.com.
Wait, what was it again?
The number 2, the letter U, auto.com.
Perfect.
All right, we are back from our break. Will, how you feeling?
Doing all right.
Nothing but bangers today. Nothing but bangers all day, every day. Bangers here on the show. Getting ready to make this drink for you here. Yeah. Emily is gonna explain it.
Well, Will, this is probably the best. I'm the best bartender in the world. If you listen to our podcast,
Everyone gets drunk.
Everyone gets drunk.
Nice.
In my watch. But don't die in my watch. But anyways.
I'm experienced.
So, we understand you like rum.
Yes.
And we have experienced some really good rum as well.
Nice.
From, shout out to Denzel.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to him.
Here's to you, Denzel.
Yes. So, guys, again, we are drinking Selvi Rae again from Bruno Mars. So we want you to taste this as well. Today, ingredients, I have Selvi Rae. I got cherry Coke and some cherries. So today we are making, I don't know how to call this drink. How should we call it?
A kinetic drink.
A kinetic drink. There we go. A kinetic drink.
A classic kinetic.
Yes.
Classic kinetic. Yes. There we go.
Exactly.
It's got a good ring to it.
So it's basically like your guys, you know, just do like a Jack and Coke. Just basically put some rum in there and then like two shots or maybe a shot you guys want on there and pour cherries. Put some two cherries in there and then put some cherry Coke.
Those are Marciano cherries.
Yes,
right?
yes.
So what draws you to liking rum, Will?
I don't know. It's just kind of what I've drank for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been my go-to. Yeah.
So it's no clears, no vodkas or tequilas.
I mean, I like clear rum. Too.
Oh yeah,
clear. I like clear rum more, honestly, than spiced rum. But like I said, I'm not picky.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I actually messed up and told the girls that you like Jack and Cokes, because for some reason in my mind, I have the memory in my head too. You're getting ready to go on stage, and you're like, "Hey, give me a couple." I guess you said rum and Cokes. I must have heard Jack and Coke. And I was like, all right, get him a double here.
take a
sip of that drink. Tell us what you think about it.
Okay, I love the ASMR.
It's good.
It's good.
Oh, fuck.
You like that? You like that Bruno Mars rum?
Yeah, I like the coconut with the cherry. And the rum. It's good.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
It's good timing.
Classic.
You got all the buttons up there.
So, you know, tell us, how'd you come up with the name for Nocturnal by Nature?
I pretty much just brainstormed for a while. Narrowed down a bunch of ideas for names on a notepad. I had like a whole sheet,
mm-hmm.
or maybe more, and then just kind of narrowed it down. Nocturnal by Nature kind of just.
Did you have like a
cool?
Did was it just you starting it? Is there still other? Is there other people involved?
Yeah, there was other people. Mm-hmm. It was kind of just my own brand I started,
mm-hmm.
Just to try to do whatever. Whatever I wanted, I guess. it's kind of how it goes working with other people. You gotta kind of, you know,
come to like a compromise.
Compromise, yeah.
Do you remember any of the other names on that notepad?
Man, that's just so long ago. I don't remember any of them. There were probably some stinkers on there.
So when did Nocturnal by Nature officially start?
I think I started it like 2015 ish. Mm-hmm. Around then. Yeah. Well, actually, like, made it like a business. Before that, like, I used the name. But yeah. So yeah, that's when I really started getting serious about it.
Became official, official.
Official, official. Yep.
And that's when, and so now, because you're still, this is more of your part-time job, right?
Part-time thing.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you've really,
but you've also really made a name for yourself.
Yeah.
We've heard, again, like we were talking earlier about all the big names that you were bringing, mm-hmm. about all the genres that you're starting to branch out into. Mm-hmm. So where do you see Nocturnal by, like, is this where you envisioned things to get to or like?
I didn't really know they would get this far. Mm-hmm. I definitely didn't expect to like book Borgor and all these big acts that I, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
loved when I started. So it's definitely been It's definitely been a grind, but you have moments where you're just like, wow, this is awesome that I was able to do this in Wichita. And then it's back to the grind.
Yeah. No, but you've done some really amazing stuff. I mean, like, these shows look like they're just jam-packed. You're bringing your community together.
Yeah.
What kind of prompted the idea for Nocturnal by Nature?
It's pretty much just wanting to make cool shit happen in Wichita. It's you need a lot of people that really care about Wichita to make stuff like this happen. It's definitely more of a community thing than just one person too. Like I was saying, with the new people coming in, I've always had like a bunch of people helping me, and it's a shout out to the ICT street team and the Nocturnal people that helped me with Nocturnal stuff.
Shout out to you guys.
Definitely need a lot of help, especially now, like trying to branch out and do bigger and bigger stuff more frequently.
How often would you say that you guys do shows? Like, how?
We do them pretty frequently. I just kind of been on a break since November. But yeah, we got a lot of bigs.
You had Subtronics a couple weeks ago.
That's true.
It's all a blur right now. Sorry, you know. He took a nap, guys.
I met one of my coworkers. She's a big raver, and I saw on her Facebook that she went to Subtronics, and then I was like, "Oh, that's cool." She goes, "It was amazing."
Yeah.
So hey, props to you.
It was crazy.
Yeah, actually,
awesome.
Our sponsor.
Yeah.
That gives us this space went to the Subtronic show.
Oh, yes. Really?
She did.
Nice.
She posted a picture and she goes, "Baby's first rave," because she's pregnant right now.
That's awesome.
Baby's first rave.
Yeah, I kind of was on a break from like November to March, so.
Yeah. But I mean, like, to your point, it's a lot of work. So like, how many shows do you think that people can expect from you a year? Because, again, you've been at this since 2015.
Yeah, it kind of just depends, like, the size of the show, like, what all it entails. Like, the big shows, it takes, you're probably going to be promoting it for, like, 2 months. That's a good amount of time at the minimum. But, yeah, the smaller ones, we do those more frequently, like, inside at Wave. So I would say maybe like 10 to 12 shows a year.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So you guys like get all the lights and the stage and the security guards?
We used to do that when like starting out. Now it's a lot easier, but it's more expensive. Just working with established venues like Wave and Gatilia, and like you pay. I mean, everything's paid for and you don't really have to do a whole lot other than promote and then like stage manage, make sure people are where they need to be at certain times. And,
Which is like a whole job in itself too. So like that, at least now some parts have been alleviated for you. Now, like at what point did you decide, like looking at how you were starting off and going, okay, we have to come up with a different way to run this stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of been tough. Like I had more of a, when I was starting out, I had a team to help me with different aspects like hospitality and like runner, which is the person that buys all the stuff for the headliner and then picks them up from the airport and takes them to the hotel and all that stuff. And then
if you're hiring,
like production,
I'll be your runner.
She's got nice cars too.
Oh, really?
Nice. She does. She does, actually. Nice. They would look very luxurious if Emily picked them
up.
And,
thing.
And they'd come
them.
With the shop.
Yeah. Nice. I could pick them up in my Mercedes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, "Hey, are you here for a rave?"
Emily's our bougie
friend. I will nice. Have a sign, like, you know how when they say, like, you know, people at resorts, I'm going to hold a sign, like.
Yeah, I say Borgor on it.
Borgor. I used to use my tits instead. That's what I would do.
Yeah. I had more of a team, like, mm-hmm. back in the beginning. And then a lot of people kind of just, you know, grew up and they had responsibilities to deal with. And
fair.
Life.
For a while, there was just kind of me doing stuff.
That's a lot.
Then whoever. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of stuff to handle on top of a day job. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you've been doing it again since 2015. Like, that's mm-hmm. that's a long time. You are committed.
Yeah.
And again, you're bringing.
I always tell people I'm either stupid or just too stubborn.
Hey, you know. Hey, like, what's that? Well, what's that rapper that said, "I do it for my city"?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely do. Like, definitely keep trying to push things forward.
Yeah.
So.
No, yeah. And we thank you for that. I mean, like, yeah. I don't think it's about stubbornness, right? Like, look at all these pictures and how mm-hmm. much you're bringing people together. If it wasn't for exactly. all of your shows that you're doing, like, who else is going to be stepping up and doing this?
Exactly. Because yeah. who would bring all these people in? Nobody. Yeah. You would.
Well, I mean, there's always people that want to do this stuff. This, yeah. There's definitely, the void would be filled. But I don't, it's been awesome seeing, like, kind of the community aspect. I've thought about that from time to time, like mm-hmm. all the relationships I've been kind of responsible for, like people that met that wouldn't have met before, and like then they have kids, and it's kind of cool, you know.
Aww.
Yeah,
you're like, aw, I'm like your guys' godparents. That was me.
Yeah.
I better get an invite. But also, I might not show up, but I just want the invite.
Right, yeah.
If anyone out there is a godchild of Will's, send an email to here's2youpod@gmail.com. We want to hear your story.
Oh, God.
You even had to start throwing... like marriage officiations.
Yes.
Yeah.
We met a nocturnal show.
Great baby showers.
Oh my God, that's going to be your next set of promotion.
Is it going to be pink lasers or blue lasers?
Oh my God, you need to start.
That's awesome.
You need to like.
That would be great.
You should do like an event
yeah.
where it's like all the couples that have met at a rave. Right. This is for you. That'd and be it'll awesome. Be like a couples rave or something.
Mm. Aw.
Oh,
be cute.
Are you going?
Are you going?
No.
No. Mm. Why aren't you going?
You could be my couple.
Why aren't you going?
Because I'm single, like a Pringle.
Okay.
I've been on dates recently, so wow. I can get a date. Go with me.
Rub it in our face,
I'm
Dusty.
Y'all been up to, but
Dusty thinks he's so cool because one girl slid in his DMs. Or. He accepted, no, one girl accepted his slide in the DMs.
She followed me first. That's all I got to say.
She heart reacted all my stuff.
He wishes.
It's just crazy how you bring everybody together just for what they love. It's just music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's crazy that, like, you know, I've some of these artists that you are promoting,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know their names.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how do you find these people? Like, where do they come from? And, like, sometimes, like, I've never heard of Subtronix before.
Really?
Never. Yeah. And then I listen to them, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I should have went.
Yeah. I'm deep in the weeds.
Yeah.
So, speaking of... all these amazing people that you're starting to bring together in artists mm-hmm. that you're bringing in. And I shouldn't say start. You've been doing this. Yeah. Can you tell us, like, what is one of your most memorable moments of having Nocturnal by Nature?
I don't know. There's probably been a lot of them. That was pretty cool when we did the River Fest with the paint party, Chroma paint party, just right over yonder.
Over yonder.
Yeah.
I love that.
Cool.
How many years did
we did a couple years?
Like three?
2 or 3 years, something like that.
Because I was on one of them.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it was awesome. Just being downtown like that and like
the vibes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was awesome.
I was super impressed. They had the artist tent for us behind the stage with like a stocked fridge. And yeah, I was like, this is for us. There's snacks on the table here. Oh, shit.
Of course.
I'm taking advantage of all of this.
There's Pringles here?
No, man. They had crudité for us.
Man, we were going to do another one right before COVID shut everything down. We had Flux Pavilion booked for it.
Yeah,
like on the main stage.
We were going to be on the main stage, the stage that Willie Nelson played on last year.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
A lot of people show up for that.
Fucking COVID. Motherfucker. Yeah, I was so excited for that.
Dude. Yeah, we just announced it too, it seemed like. Fucking COVID.
I mean, that, like, shut everybody down, too.
What did that sucked, too.
Speaking of COVID, like, how did you manage to stay afloat with COVID?
I mean, that was fine for me.
I didn't see you much during that time.
No. Well, you couldn't do much.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't see very many people.
I rode my bike around the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And I'll admit, I saw my closest friends.
You broke the rules.
Yeah, you broke the rules.
We had seafood boils and got drunk.
Hey,
you broke the rules. And you know what?
That's actually, I'm a rule breaker.
That's actually how I met Dusty.
You fucking rule breaker.
Hey, you guys started it. I was just invited.
Wow, like, you guys are horrible people. We're people out here just staying in our room and everything.
Yeah,
like
it was
that.
Your husband. I was like, you're going to invite a stranger over to our fucking cookout?
Stranger? You guys all loved me.
You were a stranger.
That's stranger.
And you showed up and was like, all right, I guess she's cool. Oh, I was tripping out.
I was super cool. You were tripping out? Is that what you just said?
I was.
That's funny. Were you mad at Dawn?
Me and Mark were. No. Not tripping out as in mad.
Yeah.
We know what you meant.
Yeah.
But you were like, what the hell? Why?
Well, us as a group was like, you're going to invite a stranger? You're the most careful one out of all of us. I was like, oh, she's my friend.
Like his face. But like, she's my friend.
You're like, and what are we? Chopped liver?
Like, all right, whatever. She can eat.
I can't eat.
She's been with me. I did a boil too during COVID as well.
You did, didn't you?
I did.
Damn.
Yeah, what'd you do during COVID?
Let's get back to this.
I still partied.
I really didn't change a whole lot. I mean, I couldn't do shows, but other than that.
Were you off of the day job as well, or is that still where did you have to go?
Day job, yep.
How did it work? Did you have to wear gloves? Did you have to wear like...
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't have that day job. I had a different job at the time.
And you but you had to go.
Yeah. Apparently, I was essential.
You're essential.
Whatever.
Essential.
I was essential, and it sucked.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be essential.
It was crazy going to work in the morning. It's just empty highways.
Yes, it's crazy.
The whole thing was like just kind of like a sci-fi movie.
I worked
going
in
the store, and everyone's like paranoid.
Yeah.
And
I
like
worked.
Got their masks.
Yeah,
their
I worked like at a hospital. And
oh
it was
my
just
God.
yeah. I worked in the hospital, and I was at the smaller one on Woodlawn, and we had to close our inpatient down because we didn't get a lot of people come in
because
we were trying to be a COVID free hospital, and then like the other main one could be just COVID,
so
we only have transfer patients come in.
Gotcha.
And
lucky you.
it sucked because I had to literally let go of some people as well.
Oh,
so it was hard.
Yeah,
cut people's hours, but it didn't cut my hours.
Do you remember first show coming back from COVID after everything started to open up?
Well, what show would that have been? Not off the top of my head.
I can't think of it either.
People were getting wild, though. People were getting wild after COVID.
Hell yeah, when TJ Maxx opened,
We were doing... Oh, never mind. We were doing shows at Enigma. We did... the first show back was Golf Clap at Enigma. It was my birthday party,
Yeah, that
too.
Makes sense.
And then the second one was G-Rex at Enigma, like a month after. And people were getting crazy. This one guy... He got so drunk he like pulled his dick out and pissed on the dance floor.
Oh my god. What?
Yeah, it's on video. I got a video.
People don't know how to act.
Yeah. The dude he like had his shirt off. He like walked by me and he lunged his
hips.
His hips, man, me towards me.
His cervix.
Yeah, his no, not that.
So was your phone already out, or was that at this point you decided to?
I was just walking
phone?
Towards the door, and he saw me and walked by me and like,
ugh. He's like, "Thank you for your service, sir."
He had to go.
Oh my god! So would you say that's one of your nightmare moments from Nocturnal? What would you say?
For that shit.
What would you say is one of? What has happened that's been like a nightmare moment?
One of the last shows, just recently, the Subtronic shows, I guess I found out a little bit after, but I guess somebody tried to bring a gun in to the Cotillion. Oh. Yeah. People like to complain about the Cotillion security being all strict, but I'm glad they're strict because that could have been really fucking bad.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
With all these shootings going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't just forget that you have a gun in your fucking waist.
Yeah. No. How the fuck you forget? Oh, that's another dick. No, that's my gun.
Yeah, so, God, that could have been...
That'd be horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be like top news.
That's like a nightmare situation right there.
Yeah. But everyone showed up safe. All his shows are safe, guys. Everyone, so keep going.
Yeah, I'm still around.
They might search your butthole, but it's for the greater good.
Spread them cheeks.
Oh man. Speaking of spreading things out, tell us a little bit more about any upcoming projects or events that you're working on. What can we expect from you?
Well, I can't give away too many things. Fall is looking thick. A bunch
Ooh.
Of C's. Yeah. this year's Dawn of the Dub. That's like my biggest event that I really try to push hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's the biggest Halloween party like in the city, pretty much. And you've been doing it for
more than
10 years now.
Yeah, it was like 2010 was the first one. The only year I missed was COVID year. So
I'm gonna show up.
Dude, it's a good time.
You're gonna be like M's
wear
VIP
a costume.
Area.
Yeah, you guys have seen some of my costumes.
You know, wear a costume and enter the costume.
One of the years, I won a couple of the costume contests.
Oh, you have?
Why the CEO gotta win?
The first time, people were like, "It's rigged." I swear it's rigged.
Yep,
maybe
I
just got a better costume than all y'all. The first year I won, I was Captain Condom.
That's so funny.
It had like it was like a superhero costume with a cape and a C on their chest, and then it had like a latex
hat
with a reservoir tip. And I had like tights and everything, and I got I had like a utility belt that the sex shop gave me a bunch of free condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out sex shop. And I had them in my little utility belt.
Yeah,
and I got a confetti gun. A couple confetti guns.
Okay, but with that outfit, how could you not win? Keep going.
I mean,
keep going.
Yeah,
it sounds like it keeps going.
Yeah. So when I there it is. When they put their hand over my head, I like just started throwing condoms out of my my utility belt shooting my confetti gun.
Desi.
Yeah. There you go.
On the bottom right hand corner.
That's the full costume.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You look like Barnacle Boy.
You do look like Barnacle Boy. Oh my god, yes.
that was great.
So what we can look forward to Dawn of the Dub.
Yep.
Is that the weekend of Halloween?
No, it's usually before Halloween. It's October 21st this year.
Okay.
Which is a Saturday, I believe.
Oh.
But last year it went pretty well with Borgor.
Uh-huh.
So I was able to convince the Cotillion, like, we should just put our dicks on the table next year.
Yep.
So
gotta do that.
Yeah, spending like 30 grand on artists.
Just gotta put your dicks together.
And he literally went.
Yeah, just that's just on the artist.
Was it so. Like this, or was it like?
We'll see. We'll see what it's like. Put all 2 inches on the table.
Can the podcast crew have their own VIP section?
We'll have to see.
He could probably, if it's the cotillion, he could probably do a table in the corner that with the paper folded and have the scissors reserved.
I'll get you guys taken care of.
Yeah,
I'm the guy to talk to.
And I'm the girl you need.
Well, we're really excited for that. Dawn of the Dub. You know, you can always look forward to that this year and this fall. That's October 21st.
October 21st, yep.
Any big names you're willing to share?
I cannot do that.
Okay, okay.
Wow, that's when number one rule you cannot do, Fanny. Yeah.
When will we... I mean, this is the time that you can promote yourself. What are you talking about?
Should be announcing it in July.
So. July, okay. So July...
Yeah, like 4 months.
Okay.
Probably might announce it a little bit early because it's... Like I said, I'm putting all two inches on the table.
Make sure that you are following Nocturnal by Nature to stay up to date on all the shows that they got coming up.
That's it, yeah. But I got a bunch of stuff in the fall, too, like a big show a couple weeks out after that. And then a month before, I got another big show at the Cotillion.
Who makes your guys' flyers?
I got a few people. That was a local guy, Jake Williams. Jake Will Design.
That is amazing.
Yeah, these are good.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like right now you got two shows in April, G-Space.
Yeah, we
and
got G-Space Vampa. April 14th at Wave.
I say we should go, guys.
And then we got Vampa for trip. Halfway to Halloween.
Mark is going to be in there?
This is, this is our, I'm working with a friend, Rebecca Salazar. She does designer entertainment. And yeah, it kind of makes sense because she does this halfway to Halloween show every year, and it's kind of a good way to promote Dawn of the Dub too. So we're doing a Dawn of the Dub DJ contest. Any of the local openers, you can place a vote for them, and they will be on the lineup for this year's Dawn of the Dub.
Nice.
Probably have another DJ contest coming down the line too.
That's awesome.
So I'm come out to Wave on April 29th and cast your vote.
Yep, yeah, do it.
And see Vampa's dub. I always appreciate when you guys bring the female artists out.
I've never heard, but I'm going to listen to them.
Yeah. Good.
Her.
Well, I was trying to bring out Mihal. That didn't really work out. She's another female DJ. Mm-hmm. So.
I like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. Did you go to the show? They were here, like, what year?
Here in Wichita?
Yeah.
They were here?
Yeah, they were here.
Obviously, I didn't go.
It was like 2019 or something like that.
Wow.
It was a little while back.
Well, since I know you will, and personally, I'm coming.
Okay, you got it.
I'm going to be like,
you're obliged now.
Be like, do you not know who I am?
Yeah.
So one thing that we also like to do, or one way that we like to wrap up the pod is by doing this thing called lightning round.
Okay. So
this is where we're going to like spitfire a couple of questions to you.
Okay.
You want to try to answer them off the cuff.
Right.
It's okay if you can't, but you better.
Okay.
You had to take 3 shots. Just kidding. I'm kidding. It's all right. What do you mean? We still got this bottle.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got to take a shot.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, guys. I almost needed to sneeze.
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
You got the first question.
Yes.
The second one.
So, first up, can you give us some advice for someone who's aspiring to break into the music industry, whether that's as an aspiring DJ or even just wanting to bring some entertainment to their local city?
Well, if you're an aspiring DJ, I would say don't DJ. You should know how to DJ, but focus on producing, because there's a million DJs out there. Mm-hmm. You know, they come and they go, but producing is the way you're gonna stand out. And that's a long grind too. So don't get your hopes up too much. It's tough. There's so many people out there. Like, just keep doing it for fun, and if you know you get some success, then that's awesome. But
Yep, I've produced over 20 tracks and nobody likes them and had some mild success, and I'm okay with it. Gotta be okay with it.
These are Will's lightning round questions.
Yeah,
shut up. All right, question number two.
Dusty number two, go.
She's a biatch.
We had dinner recently and came up with a new alias for you. Just wondering if you're going to be going by Willie Banger anytime soon.
Where's that from?
I can't remember. I don't remember.
Is it from the office?
There's been many DJ names that have come up through the nights.
Like, I really like Willie Banger.
Willie Banger.
Part two to that.
Oh,
question.
No. It was at the Dempsey's when we ate at Dempsey's.
We were at Dempsey's.
Oh, I can't. I remember what it is now. I'm not going to talk about that.
Part two of that question, will he Banger?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this is pretty public, bro.
Probably not. Okay. How do you see the future of the music industry evolving?
Well, I don't know. I think electronic music is pretty much going to permeate everything in music. I mean, it already has, whether people want to call hip-hop. I mean, like, hip-hop is all electronic music. Mm-hmm. I mean, I mean, most of the music you hear... but it's definitely the main, like, electronic dance music sounds have been kind of been integrated in different genres for a long time, especially like metal too. Like a lot of metal acts, like progressive metal, they include electronic sounds and yeah, I think
it's Korn did something with,
yeah, they did that, Skrillex, dubstep, right? Album. Yeah. They did it with a bunch of different artists like Excision and Erbuddy at the time.
Bless you. So, favorite conspiracy theory?
Well, I'm a big alien guy. I don't even think that's a conspiracy. That's like, that's
facts.
It's facts.
Yeah, that's what Carbon said too.
Yeah,
it's pretty much a fact now.
Yep. Dude, it is a fact. Like, the government has released videos. So I guess that's not really a conspiracy.
We'll count.
Birds aren't real.
Which one?
Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real. That's your favorite one?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
They're surveillance drones.
I think that's a
now
very funny
one. Now I'm
going to
look at a bird
one.
Differently now.
I hate birds.
It's a very
too.
Funny
like,
one.
I mean, it's just convenient. Like, that's a conspiracy I can sign up for. They're little assholes.
I've eaten birds, though, so I know they're
way to go,
some
brother.
Of them are real.
Hell yeah, brother.
I mean, oh, Pops cooked it up.
That's not the way I was expecting it to go.
All right. So, favorite restaurant in town?
I've been eating a lot of Mexican food lately. El Fagon has been my go-to recently.
Can't be mad about that one.
I like Dempsey's a lot. Their burger specials are fire. those are the top two off the top of my head. So,
okay. Favorite dance you would do at a rave?
Oh, man. I'm not really a dancer.
No?
No.
Not even a headbanger?
No, especially not a headbanger. I kind of just do, like, weird, like, silly things. That's like my
like
personal.
Like the floss?
Yeah.
Or what?
I don't even know what
that
is.
I've seen Will dance.
It's just a silly goose dance.
He's just a silly goose.
Yeah. There we go. That's a good
name for it. All right. So the last one. Name three songs that would be your theme song.
Oh. I think that new what is it called? Hydrate?
Yeah, Hydrate.
Hydrate, the Skrillex. And that Skrillex album that came out is really
I love
good.
Skrillex.
Yeah.
You gonna bring him?
I mentioned him to some people. He seems a little bit too big for Wichita, but we'll see.
Never know. Can't be too big.
Fallen by Vibe Chemistry. That one is a fun, bouncy drum bass track. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff by Vibe Chemistry is really fun. And then SOS by Jaws and Zed's Dead is also really good. Anything by Zed's Dead, though.
I saw Jaws as well.
Oh, really?
Casey, yeah.
Nice.
He's good.
He's good. Yeah.
Well, that concludes lightning round questions.
Awesome. I made it.
You did it. You survived. Yay. You survived.
You deserve a hand clap.
Yes.
You win another shot.
Yeah.
Another shot.
Another one.
Well, we're so excited that you came on the show with us. So
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me.
With that, we want to start off with saying, here's to you. Mm-hmm. And usually we would have a shot poured by now, but our bartender's lagging. But so, pa'rriba.
Pa'rriba.
Pa'bajo.
Pa'bajo.
Pa'centro.
Y pa'dentro.
Y pa'dentro.
How do you feel?